AI now makes it easy for beginners to code their own programs and games for TikTok Live. So here is how we can use Tikfinity and an AI chatbot to make our own custom games or programs. So this is for Windows PC, and for this we need the Tikfinity desktop app. I'll link it both on screen and in the description. And it's a pretty simple setup process, so make sure you click onto the setup page, make sure you've created a Tikfinity account, and put your username in. Just for the purposes of this stream, I've put Tenza's username just because it's a channel that's currently live. Of course, put your own username, click TikTok login on the left, and click login to TikTok. And that is really all the setup we need for Tikfinity. But just to show you the aspect of Tikfinity that we are using, if I scroll all the way down on the left and click on Event API, this is the part of Tikfinity we're going to use. What we're going to be doing is use this TikTok Live Connector documentation combined with the JavaScript example here, and then we'll be asking an AI chatbot to look at both of them and then make our own program or game. So let's get started. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a Google Drive zip folder containing these three files, and I'll put that in the description and on my website. All you'll have to do is download it, and then you can just right click it and look for the unzip option. You'll know it's worked if you have these three files: index.html, script.js, and TikTok Live Connector documentation. And if you're actually live already on TikTok, or if you just put the username of someone who is live into your username box on Tikfinity, what you can literally do is just double click on index and open it, and you'll see it will immediately be connected to the live stream and giving us the information that this WebSocket example outputs. So now that we know it works, it's time to use AI chatbots to make programs for ourselves without having any coding knowledge. Now, before we go any further, here is another very simple use for AI, and that is to make highlight clips from your live streams. And we can do this very easily with today's sponsor, Riverside. Riverside is linked both on screen and in the description, including my discount code. So let's quickly look at how to make highlights using AI. Firstly, I can just upload my live stream using the upload button. And you can see I've already done that here with a previous vertical live stream. So I've now clicked into my vertical live stream. And if I scroll down a bit, you can see I've got magic clips. And then I can just press generate and type in some keywords if I want. So I've picked some keywords: content creation, live streaming, and TikTok Live, and I'll press generate clips. And we can see after just a few seconds, it's now generated me 9 different AI highlight clips. And I can click into each individual clip to see what it looks like. So you can see once I'm inside the editor, we've got this nice text-based editor, and what you can see it's done is it's used AI to pick out a specific highlight clip. In this case, I was talking about the different splits on the different live streaming platforms. And you can see here, it's even added subtitles, and I can move them around, and I can change the many different subtitle designs if I wanted to as well. And you can see at the timeline along the bottom, I can refine my edit if it needs refining. But all I really wanted to do was raise my subtitles a little bit, so I would just press export, and I've now got a highlight clip ready for TikTok, YouTube Shorts, and Instagram. So thank you to Riverside for making AI highlight clips so easy. Once again, I'll put both my discount code as well as my link to Riverside on screen and in the description. Now let's get back to talking about AI chatbots. And for this, I am recommending Grok from xAI. You can either get it from grok.com, or if you are on Twitter/X, just click on Grok on the left and it's available here as well. I've chosen this because it is highly ranked in WebDev Arena leaderboards, and because most of us content creators already have an X account. And again, to be clear, this is completely free. So if you saw earlier on at the start, I built this simple web page which outputs every time somebody sends a like into the live stream. And this was 100% designed by Grok. And again, I just chose this as a simple example. Your imagination is the limit, but let's look at how I did this. So you want to start in Grok by clicking on the attach button. And what you want to do is find your three files and select them all, and then press open to upload them into Grok. And you can see they're now uploaded here. And now we need a prompt. We're basically going to talk to Grok like it's a human being and tell it what to do. So I will put this prompt on my website, which will be in the description. So since we know this works, I suggest you use it too. And this prompt says, using this code as your framework and the text file as your documentation, and then in brackets, including structure examples, create me a simple web page that outputs the name and amount of likes every time somebody likes your stream. Please put the JavaScript, which is JS, on the HTML page this time, so I only have one file. So basically, your imagination is the limit. You would basically just change this section. I asked it to output likes, but you could ask it for a specific game. You could ask it to track gifts, You can even just ask Grok for ideas before you do this prompt. So we can see once I press enter, it's given me this nice code block. And all I really have to do is press copy to copy the code. And now we're gonna keep it really simple. So I'm gonna right click new and choose text document. This is a like tracker, so I'm gonna call it like-tracker. And I'm gonna change the file extension. So I'm gonna delete the .txt and make it .html and press enter. It'll prompt me to change it and we'll press yes. And all we're gonna do is paste this into Notepad. So right click, open with Notepad, Control V to paste it, Control S to save. We'll minimize Notepad for now. And now I can just double click my new like tracker. And again, because we're connected to a stream that's live, we're connected in and we're getting data coming through, including the number of likes people are sending. Now, of course, this does not look as pretty as the original example I showed you. So let me show you how I got to that. And if you recall at the start, I said just talk to it like it's a human. So I said, perfect, now make it pretty. I don't need the raw data. You can see it's putting this raw data with all this stuff inside it. I don't need that. I'm just looking for the number of likes and who sent it. So again, I just spoke to Grok like it was a human being. I asked it to make it look pretty. It outputted this code. So I tried it, but it had a few problems with likes. It was clumping the likes together 15 at a time. So again, I just continued talking to it like it was a human being. And I'll share this full Grok link in the description, by the way. You can just look at what I was saying to it. Anyway, after a few chats, we got to this code. And all you have to do is copy the latest code that you want. Go back into your Notepad file. Just Control A, Control V. So that replaces the code. Control S to save it. And then all you can do is just reload the page. And you just keep working with your AI chatbot until you've got your web page looking the way you like it. Let's just do one very quickly in real time though. So again, I'm gonna copy and paste my old prompt, but let's do a simple word guesser game that the viewers can join in with. So again, it's this section here that we're gonna replace. So now I've replaced it with create me a simple web page for a word guesser game. I've said pick 10 words and the first viewer who guesses the word gets their name on the screen for 10 seconds and then start a new game. So let's see if Grok understands that. So Grok's reading the attachment and is now outputting some code for me. While it's doing that, I'm just gonna make a new file. So new text document, word-guesser, and again, I'm gonna change the extension to .html. I'll press enter and I'll confirm the change. And once again, we're just gonna open this in Notepad. If you do have Visual Studio Code or some sort of code editor, you're welcome to open it there. Then let's go back to Grok and copy our new word guesser game and see if it looks okay. So again, just Control V, Control S, that's all we need. And then just double click on it to get it loaded. And it looks like it's outputting events that we don't need at the bottom. So I would talk to Grok and ask it to change that. And we're gonna have to cheat here to get it working and to test that it works. So I can see the words that it's randomly chosen here. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, this is a 6-letter word. So I'm just gonna have to randomly try some of these 6-letter words in Tenza's chat. And it looks like when I typed guitar, you can see winner WG Mojo. And as with the previous one, I'm gonna say now make it pretty. And I've also put, and I don't need the events to show either. And I've also put, just for the purposes of debugging this game, please output the answer in the console so I can secretly check. And now Grok's gonna give us some new code. So here's the new code. We just press copy. We once again just reopen Notepad, Control A, Control V, Control S, nice and simple. And I'm just gonna reload the word guesser game. That looks way prettier. And if I press F12, we'll be able to see on the side the correct word. So I'm just going to type jungle in Tenza's chat. And Tenza's mods are probably going to wonder what the heck is going on. There you go. I've won by guessing the word correctly. And you can see after 10 seconds, it's now got a new word on the screen, which is apple. So you can see in our example here, it's literally taken 2 prompts to get a pretty simple and good looking word guesser game going. So I hope you have fun with that. If you want to share anything you've done with me, put it in the comments or in my Discord. If you're interested in the queue that I showed at the start, I'll put a video for that on the screen. And if you still don't have a TikTok live stream key, I'll put a video for that as well.